Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hey everyone, or hey y'all. You're listening to This with Krish. Now here's a podcast that I like to talk about life, faith, family, culture, a little bit of everything in between. So let's get into it. Today I'm doing a little bit of a different type of spin. I'm going to talk about a specific news headline, and tomorrow I'll be covering the government shutdown with a kind of a family biblical twist. But today, I'm here to talk about a young woman named Charlie Javis. I don't know how to say it, but she's only in her 30s, and she was sentenced today, Monday, September 28th, to prison for defrauding J.P. Morgan Chase of $175 million. So, look, this wasn't some kind of like Ocean's 11 type of mastermind. This wasn't crypto hacking. This was literally lying. Falsifying documents, she pretended her company, a financial aid startup called Frank, and that's my father-in-law's name. Anyway, she pretended that the company Frank had money in her accounts, or in the accounts, and it didn't. She went on to inflate numbers, and she literally bended reality until it snapped. Now, what stood out to me wasn't just the dollar amount, right? It wasn't even the sentence of 7 years. It was her words in court, because what she said to defend herself was, "But I had a good upbringing." And those words really stood out. And then the judge responded in handing down the sentence and referenced one of the Ten Commandments. "Thou shalt not steal." We've all heard that one before, right? That's right. That's basically where it kind of stopped me as I was reading about it. Because we live in a culture where we think upbringing alone, good schools, private schools, whatever, a decent family, a nice house, will kind of prevent and bulletproof you from bad decisions. Clearly, that's not the case, right? The illusion of good upbringing, right? Let's talk a little bit more about that and unpack that. A good upbringing doesn't guarantee character. In fact, it might set the foundation, but if you're not building on it daily as a family, brick by brick, it literally means nothing at all. Because at some point, you and I, right, we are individuals and we make our own choices. We can't hide behind, "Well, I had a good family," or "I went to church as a kid," or "I knew better." So I was reading Genesis with my son this past week, and you know, look at Adam and Eve, right? They had the best upbringing possible, literal paradise. And yet, one lie, one moment of temptation, one choice, and the whole thing literally collapsed. So when this woman, young lady, who was, by the way, Forbes 30 under 30, stood there and said, "But I had a good upbringing," all I can think is, yeah, but like, what did you do with it, right? And the judge's reminder, "Thou shalt not steal." And I think that's super, super interesting. It's really interesting because judges usually don't quote scripture when sentencing people, right? They talk about law, precedent, guidelines. But this specific judge, he went back to the oldest law in the book, right? "Thou shalt not steal." And so I thought that was kind of cool. But saying those words, it's just simple, it's clear, and direct. Because, you know, and so why did he use it? Because fraud at its core isn't just misrepresentation. It isn't just about taking money. It's about taking trust. It's stealing belief. J.P. Morgan Chase, or J.P. Morgan, wasn't just robbed of $175 million. They were robbed of the confidence that someone sitting across the table is telling the truth. And the scary part is that once that's gone, right, society starts to crumble because trust is the currency under every other currency. And we're in a culture of just cutting corners as a culture, right? One of my favorite things is when I was in college or out of college, I was like, yeah, fake it till you make it. I have some of my best friends, would joke about saying that, right? We've built a culture where fake it till you make it isn't just a saying anymore, right? It's a strategy. Your presentation pitch decks at the office are likely full of lies, small little white ones. Social media bios that stretch the truth. Influencers renting Lambos, right, here in Dallas, Texas, for the weekend to prove their success. And startups exaggerating numbers to get that next round of funding. And you know what happens? You lie, when you lie enough, it starts to feel like the truth, right? Until one day you're standing in front of a judge hearing 7 years. The biblical perspective, okay, so let's cover that a little bit. The Bible doesn't just say don't steal, right? And in Proverbs 10:9, I think I got it written down here somewhere, but here, let me see. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. Now that word, found out, that kind of hits hard, right? Because what that means to me, at least, right? And this is just me interpreting how I interpret, that you can't outrun truth, at least not forever. It always catches up, right? Like that movie, Catch Me If You Can, it always comes up. And real life parallels, because I've seen the same thing outside of the courtroom too, in my professional business life, right? Because in business, right, and I was in mortgage and real estate for many years, and I'm not saying any of my previous organizations did this, but you think about when you're in accounting and numbers, people pad numbers, right? They cut corners, chasing that next deal, and oftentimes people think that no one will notice, and people do get caught. There's so many lawsuits out. There's so many people getting caught. But here's the thing: God notices. Sooner or later, people notice too. And when it unravels, boy, it unravels fast. Because this lady, who at the company Frank, I mean, she didn't know what was coming until it came. And the lesson for us is, what do we take from this, right? hate to put someone on blast on stage for content for a podcast, but when she says, I was raised in a good home or whatever, upbringing matters. But choices, right? The choices matter more. Trust is a real currency. Protect it all. Protect it at all costs, even. Because I know people that grew up in not the best circumstances, not in good homes, and they have the most integrity, the most trustworthy people. Shortcuts, you guys, are traps. They look like progress, but they're actually landmines, and they will explode. And maybe most importantly, you can have everything in the world, but if you lose that integrity, you've lost it all. All right, my previous boss, CEO, and his wife had a podcast called Grit Happens and a book called Integrity. You got to read it. It's so good. So here's my challenge to you and to me, right? I'm not left out of this equation. Let's not just have good upbringings. Let's make good choices. Let's be the kind of people and parents who don't just say the right thing, but live the right way every day. Because the world doesn't need more billion-dollar frauds or $175 million frauds or whatever, even a dollar fraud. The world needs people who are faithful in the small things, right? Who can be trusted, who can walk in integrity, even when it's unpopular and even when nobody's watching. So anyway, thanks for listening to this with Krish. If you enjoyed the conversation, I'd love for you guys to put some comments into the YouTube thing, comment section. Mosey on over to Spotify if that's where you're listening. And y'all stay grounded, stay faithful, stay real. Love you guys. This with Krish podcast.
Hey y'all, thanks for spending this time with me on This with Krish.
Now, if today's episode spoke to you, share it with a friend, because these conversations aren't just about listening, they're about living. So if you're on Spotify, hit follow so you never miss an episode. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like, subscribe, and drop a comment. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Now remember, keep faith at the center, protect your family, and live out your freedom boldly. Until next time, this is Krish, and this is the This with Krish show, Tongue Twister. See y'all next time.